hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 30th of April, 2008, last day of April. Everybody gets standby for Commie Day tomorrow. At any rate, we've been talking to Tom from hempusa.org, and you were making a point, and we flat ran out of time, and I never like to just cut people off. So please, sir, finish what you were saying.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, John. I did want to make it that 80% of my sales include storable food. People are very concerned about having food storage and food in the future. Mm-hmm. And this is just a wonderful way to store food. If you can vacuum package this hemp, the powder, the seeds, soft centers, they can last from 7 to 10 years without any nutrient loss. And they literally will just enlighten the body. And you will not need, you could literally live off this food with water if you had to.
Hmm.
So it's probably, in my opinion, one of the best densely nutrient storable foods out there.
All right.
And I just wanted to make that point, you know.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you coming on. And like I said, we'll have to have you back. And
okay.
I want listeners, by the way, to contact me. Send me an email, whatever. I want to know the effects that you're feeling off of this hemp food.
That's great.
All right. Okay. Hey, Tom, I appreciate it very much, my friend.
Okay, thank you, John, and I'll be talking to you soon, and I'll get your order out, okay?
All right, hey, thank you.
Can you have your person call me so I need your address?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, just have my producer will take you down here, and he'll give you the address. Okay?
Okay, John, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate
it. All right,
bye-bye. HempUSA.org. You know, when when I first heard about this, and he's an advertiser on this network, I went, hemp, what? Oh, gosh, you know, talk about turning back the hands of time on people because, well, it used to be in this country, you know, marijuana, it wasn't really classified, and I'm talking about the stuff that you roll up and you can smoke and get high off the stuff. This wasn't really on the narco list, but they included it. I guess that cocaine was more important to geek people up, but marijuana to slow them down. I guess this was very bad. But you know, when I heard hemp, I got to admit, I had the same kind of reaction a lot of people do. Hemp, oh my God, that's going to fly like a lead balloon. Well, evidently, the entire planet knows more than what we do on this product, and it's kind of interesting. There is a background to this stuff. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were hemp farmers. And it was also mandated during World War II for Navy vessel rope. Now, it's very fascinating to me. It's very fascinating to me that this product, this industrial hemp, which you heard him describe, it's a skinny plant, grows real tall, that it can be used for so many different things. You know, aside from foodstuffs, you know, you can build with this stuff. I mean, it can be used to make plastics. What are we making plastics out of now? Oh, that's right, the overpriced oil. You know, I'm sure this is going to make a lot of manufacturers unhappy if this really gains a toehold in this country. You go out there to buy rope anymore? What kind of rope you buying? Chances are it's nylon. And what's that made out of? Oil. It's going to continue to go up in price. Apparently, folks, it's a great product. It's got a lot of versatility and a lot of health benefits. I hope you call them at 908-691-2608. All right, after the break, here comes the heavy stuff. Warning, warning to all the Zionists out there. You're getting ready to be slam dunked big time. We'll be right back.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Woe to the people out there that won't talk about the Zionist problem that we've got hanging around our necks. Federal Reserve, it's a private Jew bank strangling America. Now, keep in mind, folks, that when I use the term Jew, it's just for reference. I know a lot of good Jews, good conservative Torah-believing Jews, not the Kabbalists, not the Talmudists out there, which I do believe are... It's really a bent indoctrination process out there. And I remember the line out of the movie Rounders. Martin Landau is in that movie. And Martin Landau played the role of a judge. And he was talking about his parents put him through the Meshiva and all of this. And, well, he said, you know, the more I read the Talmud, the less I saw God in there. Now, Martin Landau's Jewish. I don't know how he got away from that, you know. Maybe they figured he's just too old, and I don't know. They just left it pass. But remember, oh, gosh, Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. Oh, the Zionists were hopping all over him, big time. Well, we have a problem in this country, folks, and it's that privately owned cartel that's controlling and manipulating everything. And Nathaniel Kapner, he writes a lot of stuff, and I've been reading his articles, and people that have been checking this guy out and checking his source material, they say this guy's pretty much right on the money. Now, he writes that Jews control the money in America. Jews own and run the Federal Reserve Bank that the U.S. government continually borrows from and is in debt to. I think we've got to invent a new word other than debt. There's something way beyond that which we found ourselves in. And I'll tell you something. Napoleon knew this probably better than anything. You know, the Battle of Waterloo there and old jolly old England, what the Rothschilds did in England by saying, hey, Napoleon won the war. Everybody panicked in England. He walked around and bought up everything for pennies on the dollar. Those who control the information and the money. Well, Napoleon said, when a government is dependent for money upon the bankers, they are not the government leaders. They are not the government leaders' control of the nation. This is because the hand that gives is above the hand that takes. Financiers are without patriotism and without decency. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank is a consortium of 9 Jew-owned and associated banks with the Rothschilds at the head. Rothschild Banks of London and Berlin. Lazard Brothers Banks of Paris. Israel Moses Seif Banks of Italy. Warburg Bank of Hamburg and Amsterdam. Lehman Brothers of New York. Kuhn and Loeb Bank of New York. And now that's Shearson American Express. Goldman Sachs of New York. National Bank of Commerce. New York Morgan Guarantee Trust, J.P. Morgan Bank, Equitable Life, Levi P. Morton, our principal shareholders, Hanover Trust of New York, William and David Rockefeller and Chase National Bank New York are the principal shareholders. Now, here's the timeline and a breakdown of the timeline of the Jew-owned Federal Reserve Bank. 1791 to 1811, Rothschild's First Bank of the United States. 1816 to 1836, Rothschild's Second Bank of the United States. 1837 to 1862, free banking era, no former central bank, though the efforts, or through the efforts of President Andrew Jackson. 1862 to 1913, system of national banks through the efforts of President Andrew Jackson. 1913 to current, Federal Reserve Act affects a consortium of privately held Jewish and associated banks called the Federal Reserve Bank. The largest shareholders of the Federal Reserve Bank are the Rothschilds of London, holding 57% of the stock, which is not available for public trading. On May 23rd of 1933, Congressman Louis T. McFadden brought impeachment charges against the members of the Federal Reserve Bank. Of course, a smear campaign against McFadden ensued, and he was poisoned 3 years later. Here are the Jews that control the government of America. Ben Shalom Bernanke, Shalom, brother, chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, term ends in 2020. Donald L. Cohn, vice president of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, his term ends in 2016. Randall S. Cosner, member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. Frederick S. Mishkin, member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, term ends in 2014. And old Alan Greenspan, advisor to Board of Governors of Federal Reserve and recent chairman. Now, the Jewish bankers, they print the money at heavily armed and guarded Federal Reserve Bank buildings throughout the U.S. Then these Jewish bankers of the Federal Reserve Bank loan the money to the U.S. government at interest. Since the Federal Reserve Bank is privately owned, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and all others is listed in Dun & Bradstreet. But according to Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, only Congress has the right to issue money and regulate its value thereof. Thus, it is illegal for private interests to issue U.S. money. But because influential Jews like Paul Warburg and Jacob Schiff bribed into enactment of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the stockholders of the Federal Reserve Bank were to be kept a secret. Only recently have Jewish stockholders of the Federal Reserve Bank come to light. And folks, when you have the brighter light, you get the darker shadows as well. Now, international cooperation with the Jew-owned Federal Reserve Bank has been intense to coordinate currency. In 1985, officials from the J.P. Morgan Bank of New York met with the Credit Lyonnais Bank of France. They established the European Currency Unit Banking Association to get world cooperation for a unified currency. In October of 87, The Association for the Monetary Union of Europe secretly met and recommended that the ECU, the European Currency Unit, replace existing national currencies and that all European central banks be combined into one and issue the ECU as the official unified currency. Now, this occurred in 1999 with the issuing of the euro. The plan for international Jewish banking cabal is to have only three central banks in the world, the Federal Reserve Bank, the European Central Bank, and the Central Bank of Japan. All these banks are headed, guess who, by the Rothschilds. Now, it's very fascinating to me that in this era that we're witnessing right now in this country, and the only guy that has been saying we need to dump the Federal Reserve. Remember the guy that kept saying, I'm a constitutionalist. You know, read the rule book. Oh, that's right, Dr. Ron Paul. Now do you see why he is such a threat to the people that have the stranglehold on this country? Now, keep this in mind, folks, that when we talk about the rule book or we talk about the Constitution, we're talking about the rule of law, sane law, that was enacted to protect you and me against this predatory stuff that we see right now. I mean, folks, $750 trillion worth of derivatives out there, I mean, they're just happy as pigs in a trough today on Wall Street. Oh, Uncle Ben, shalom, brother, he came along and, well, cut the prime rate to another quarter point to 2. You know, all inflationary concerns are being considered. Well, he's hyperinflating the economy. The only thing he's concerned about is bailing out the banks. By the way, they had to get rid of Bear Stearns. Why? Because Bear Stearns was privately held outside the grasp of the Rothschilds and the Kabbalist gang out there, okay? That's why Bear Stearns was zapped up by J.P. Morgan. Now they have control of that. But we have a bunch of gutless and guileless people up on Capitol Hill that would just, I mean, you... If we had all 435 members of Congress assembled and somebody screamed out, we need to dump the Federal Reserve, you would hear vinyl sucking up off of 335 chairs. It would probably deafen you, okay? These people are scared to death of them. Scared, witless of the bankers in this country. You know, the people who have never been audited. The people that have gone before and went against their interests, like JFK. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They were operating inside the country in 1865 as well. When was Lincoln off? Oh, that's right. Now, he was one of them, but he went contrary. Yeah, see? Now, that's part of it. Now, the other part about this is a Jewish conspiracy behind the 1965 open immigration law. Now, this is timely, seeing how tomorrow is Commie Day and all the illegals want to march on that day. The Death of America was enacted in 1965 with the signing of the open immigration law. While serving Jewish interests, the open immigration law of 1965 was the beginning of America's death as a unified nation. And we got the abomination out there running around the country saying, we need to unite, we need to unite. Oh, yes, we'll all gather on the decks of the Titanic and sing Kumbaya and all die together. Thank you, abomination. Jews have continually evinced hostility toward American Christian culture in their aggressive efforts to change it. The open immigration law of 1965 is a prime example of that hostility. We'll continue this on the other side. I think you will find this rather fascinating, folks. The balkanization of America, the same people that are pushing for this, are the same people that are controlling the world through their fiat money. Oh, gee, you mean there's a connection?
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Now, Jews are a paranoid people. Wherever the Jews go, they fear anti-Semitism. Now, they have a guilt complex, and for good reason. Jews fear a homogeneous Christian culture of which they would never ascend to influential positions. Rather, in a homogeneous Christian culture, Jews are looked upon, and rightly so, as Christ killers. This is why the Jews tried to get Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, removed from the silver screen. A typical example of what characterizes the Jewish push for open immigration can be seen in the following 1948 quote by David Pedergorsky, former director of the American Jewish Congress. Jewish survival can only take place within the framework of a progressive and expanding democratic society, which through its institutions and public policies gives expression to the concept of cultural pluralism. Now, let's think about that word, cultural pluralism. You know, I mean, if you really want to get down to it, these are some of the most hateful and bigoted people on the face of the planet, because, gosh, if you dare marry outside the Jewish faith, you know, try carrying a cross and a Bible around in the streets of Jerusalem and see what happens to you. Yeah, they hate Christianity with a passion, and I think it's showing here in America. If the good little Christians would stop watching people like the fat rotund one here out of San Antonio or the great Pat Robertson, whatever, and pull their collective heads out of wherever they've got them stuck. Now, here are the names of the Jews behind the open immigration law of 1965. Senator Jacob Javits out of New York. Congressman Emanuel Seller out of New York. Leo Pfeffer, former president of the American Jewish Congress. Norman Podhoretz, writer and member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Senator Jacob Javits played a prominent role in the Senate hearings in 1965 bill. Javits authored the article entitled, Let's Open the Gates, that proposed immigration levels of 500,000 per year for 20 years with no restrictions on national origin. Congressman Emanuel Seller, who fought for unrestricted immigration for over 40 years in the House of Representatives, introduced similar legislation resulting in the Seller-Hart immigration bill, the precursor to the fatal bill of 1965. Leo Pfeffer also, he was called a Jewish intellect, wrote many treaties and books that propagandized for open immigration. Now, Norman Podhoretz, a former leftist, now a Jewish neocon, gee, I wonder how that happened, one and the same, also wrote many articles promoting open immigration. Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Congress, the Jewish Federation, the ACLU, the B'nai B'rith, there's no end to their organizations, filed briefs in support of open immigration before the Senate subcommittee in the early 60s, leading up to the passage of the 1965 law. Now, the 1965 open immigration law is presently fulfilling the aims of the Jewish conspiracy as seen in its effects. The U.S. Census Bureau projects that by the year 2050, European-derived peoples will no longer be a majority of the population of America due to the massive influx of immigrants since the signing of the bill in 1965. Now, most of these immigrants come from a third-world nations whose customs, religion, and culture are far removed from anything remotely resembling this culture or Christianity. Within the context of a Jewish-informed multicultural America, these immigrants are encouraged by the Jews to retain their own languages, customs, and religions. And again, folks, read that as being a hyphenated American. Rather than being just an American coming to this country, accepting the culture, blending in, no. We're special. We're hyphenated. Now, the Jews have also given these immigrants a moral mandate to expand both demographically and politically, and expand they will and do, but any attempts by European-derived peoples to retain demographic, political, and cultural control in America are represented by the Jews as being racist and immoral. Now, the Jews are guilty of the ruination of America. Now, what can we do to stop them even now, before the final slicing of their knives and the effecting of the circumcision of our nation? There's a nice little turn. The only answer is for each and every American to pray for the reemergence of Christian America, and there is no in-between. We must make the best of a bad situation. Let us then make a commitment to, as this gentleman writes, Jesus Christ and regular church attendance. Then, and only then, can we be more than conquerors through him who loves us and who will we, the conquerors, vanquish the enemies of our Lord. Now, I have talked about this on the air before, and I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. The ACLU will not touch me because they know that I know the difference. I know the game, okay? I know exactly what is going on in this country. Now, they're not going to go after me for one specific reason, and that is to draw attention to me and to have people actually listening to the information I give is very damaging to them. That's why the ACLU, the B'nai B'rith, will never come after me. Maybe one day they'll finally decide that they had enough and maybe change their idea, but you never want to cast light on somebody that's giving you factual information to counter the propaganda that they've been foisting. And the control not only in Congress, but the entire economy. I don't want to touch this boy. He's got glasses, he can see.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And just in time for today's broadcast, I got my copy of Power of Prophecy from Tex Mars. Thank you, Tex. Lead story here, John McCain, Rothschild puppet, Zionist warmonger. And he writes that John McCain is a vile, wicked, deceitful man, a warmonger, and a sexual deviant. Make no mistake about it, if this man wins the presidency, America is finished as a nation forever. In a 60-minute investigative report, I detail the awful truth about this inept, savage-hearted, lying travesty of a politician, and I document what I say with irrefutable evidence. Dumb beast led around by homosexual Lieberman. In March of this year, John McCain traveled to Israel, where he shamelessly pandered to Prime Minister Olmert and Likudnik extremist Benjamin Netanyahu and other Zionist Masonic overlords and groveled at their feet. McCain also had a stopover in neighboring war-torn Iraq, where he was led around like a dumb beast by his Mossad and ADL stooge handler, Jewish bigot and closet homosexual, Senator Joe Lieberman. McCain then flew from the Middle East to London, where on March 20th, two Rothschild Illuminati, the super wealthy Lord Jacob Rothschild and Nathaniel Rothschild, held an invitation-only private luncheon for him at the luxurious Spencer House, St. James Place. No doubt, McCain kissed Lord Rothschild's ring. Mm-hmm. If not his big right toe, and pledged that if the powerful Zionist Poobah would only make him president of the United States, Israel's enemies, Iran and Syria, would end up nuclear toast. John McCain is bought by the Jews, as Nathaniel Kapner, which I just read his material, and I did not read through this entire article, folks. I mean, you want to talk about divine providence here? The information I just read you about the multicultural plans for America and who the bankers really are was done by Nathaniel Kapner, a knowledgeable Jew who, thank God, is also a Jesus-believing Christian, writes on his website, realjewnews.com, John McCain knows which side his bread is buttered on, and that's the Jewish side of the campaign contributions. Brother Kapner noted that McCain was at a private Rothschild fundraiser in posh London Spencer House. Kapner's sage conclusion, John McCain is bought by Jews via the Rothschilds. Kapner also reported that McCain recently was forced to apologize to the Jews for having the audacity to say in a speech he had given that America is a nation founded on Christian values. Immediately, the Jewish organization sprang into action, prompting the frightened McCain to trot out before the news cameras and retract what he had said. Now, McCain betrayed our POWs. McCain's innumerable deceptions and treachery extend back many years. Virtually his whole life is one big fabrication. Surely, he was a POW, but after he returned from Vietnam, McCain is the dirty rat who sold out the remaining POWs in captivity. He and his liberal pinko buddy, Senator Swiftboat John Kerry, even engineered favored trading status for their erstwhile communist friends back in Hanoi. Jane Fonda, move over, you've got company. McCain's father, Naval Admiral John McCain, was an even a greater fraud. He's the guy whose cowardice, lies, and incompetence as commanding officer of the Pacific Forces doomed thousands of American troops to misery and death during the tragic Vietnam War. The senior McCain also just happens to be the sorry traitor who stood by and let Israel bomber aircraft disseminate the U.S. Liberty ship in 1967, killing and wounding so many of our sailors. Now, nuking Iran is McCain's promise. John McCain and his insane bloodlust Zionist whack job colleague, Pastor John Hagee, the rotund one, when you hear me mention that, that's who I'm talking about out of San Antonio, promised to use nuclear bombs to destroy Iran. That would mean thousands more U.S. fighting men and women going to their graves and tens of thousands more coming home minus legs, arms, and limbs. Now, it would entail the entire world viewing America as the heartless, savage beast nation. John McCain is a monster, period. In a word, this man is a dangerous, soulless psychopath. Here's a man who only got into the military academy because his grandfather and father before him were military brass and pulled strings. Predictably, McCain finished almost dead last in his graduating class. He never accomplished one positive thing as a naval aviator. He did, however, manage to execute a miserably incompetent, faulty landing that killed a number of carrier personnel, and later he was shot down over North Vietnam, not exactly a picture of success. Now, John McCain has never done an honest day's work in his private sector in his entire life. He cheated on his first wife with a much younger Cindy Hensley, then abruptly divorced his wife and married the pretty Cindy within a few weeks. Now come reliable news reports about McCain messing around having an affair with a young Washington, D.C. blonde lobbyist, Vicky Eisman, a real family values character, wouldn't you say? McCain is so vile that other senators have labeled him President McNasty. McCain has threatened to reduce Social Security benefits, and he consistently voted as a senator for higher taxes. His World War III insanity will bankrupt America and force this nation into a North American slave state. North American Union slave state, I should add. But then, why should John McCain care about you and me and other middle-class Americans? This heel married into the Hensley fortune. Cindy's rich dad owned a beer distributorship and has reportedly got his fortune via his unsavory ties to the Jewish mafia. McCain says, I think gay marriages should be allowed. John McCain is an unprincipled man who kisses up to the homosexuals, liberals, and Jews, lies and pretends he's a conservative to win high office. In 2007, Massachusetts Forum, the scoundrel stated, "I think gay marriages should be allowed." Yet on the campaign trail, he states exactly the opposite. "I have no doubt that ignorant Christian evangelicals will act like the stupid lemmings they are and go straight over the cliff to support this filthy reprobate, McCain, for president. Like dumb dogs, they'll pull the lever for him simply because he's a Republican nominee. Today's evangelical Christian has no principles and is neither evangelical nor Christian. As Pastor Chuck Baldwin so sagely stated in a recent internet column, I will say it straight out. Any Christian or conservative who supports John McCain has no principles left worth defending." Pastor Baldwin then went on to observe, "Christians have swallowed the Bush-McCain Kool-Aid as surely as did the followers of Jim Jones. They are drunk with denial and deception." Of course, the truth is, these Kool-Aid drinkers are not Christians at all. They are fakers, hoaxers, masquerading as Christians, while in actuality, as Tex puts it, doing Satan's bidding. Now, McCain is every patriotic American's nightmare. Liar, compromiser, warmonger, bloody arrogant hothead, and more. I explain in my investigative report exactly why all these derogatory adjectives apply to John McCain. Beware, people of America, Satan's Illuminati-endorsed straw-brained would-be U.S. president is at our door. He's the Rothschild's stupid, inept, but pliant puppet, and he's every patriotic American citizen's nightmare. You know, there's even a picture. Gosh. In the Power of Prophecy, this month's newsletter, there's pictures of John McCain and fellow Mason Ehud Barak, Benjamin Netanyahu. They also have a... and they even have a Jewish rabbi in here flashing the devil sign. No, that's not... It's not the Longhorns sign. By the way, would somebody suggest to the people of the University of Texas, if they've got to do the Longhorn sign, that they don't use the index finger and the little finger? That's a devil sign. Tell them to use their thumb, which represents a Texas Longhorn steer, better than those two fingers, because they pretty much go vertical. When you do the pinky and you do the thumb, it actually represents more of what a Longhorn steer really looks like. Just a suggestion. He also has pictures in here of Joe Lieberman, and he calls Lieberman McCain's Mossad handler. And well, there he was over at the Wailing Wall, just looking all sorts of really concerned and tattered and beaten. So who do you have here? You got the Rothschild handpicked puppy. And on the other side of the aisle, who do you have? Oh, that's right. The cultural communist, Hillary Clinton. And the guy that can't figure out who he is or what he is, the abomination. There's your choices for 2008 presidential election. Now, do you see why the news medias, which are, need I say this, Jewish controlled in this country, that Ron Paul is not to have any interviews, not to have any substantive time on any of these wonderful news networks? See how that works? Gain control of the propaganda machine, the boob tube, and, well, you can prop up anybody you want to as presidential material, but look who's backing them. That's all I'm asking. Just pay attention. Who is backing them? All right. Do we have any callers here? Just put them on. I'll let him say his name. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, John. Okay. I was listening to you very intently here. When you said that the Rothschilds
mm-hmm.
own 57% of the shares of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'm very curious about where are you reading that from?
That was out of, and let me go back to this to make sure here. That was off of, let me find it here. Oh, goodness. I've got to go back over this. Wait a minute. Let me pull this up. Oh, realjewnews.com.
Okay, real. Okay, I've heard of that. No, I mean the reason I called in because you know I hear about these Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, their family goes back hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
and you know I still hear from a number of sources, you know, that these people basically control the, like you said, the Federal Reserve and on and on. But they're always alluded to as the Rothschilds, and I'm wondering, you know, are people talking about their holding companies, okay, that
they're
own?
They're talking about the family, which is predominantly banker-oriented, that own most of the banking around the world.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm not arguing with you all, but I'm it's hard to find information on these people. Okay, I mean, you have Jacob Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fourth baron. This is on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that McCain, you know, that had the fundraiser for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary was over there kissing, you know, his wife's ring. Okay, I mean, is this, I'm just, you know, it's really, and what's his name, Piper, Michael Piper?
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with a very good point. Why aren't these people, any of these people in this family on the Forbes, you know, 400 list? I mean, if they control what people are saying,
why put them on there? Because what they don't seek is to have their name bandied about as being the richest people on this planet. They are above and beyond the 500 richest companies or individuals on this entire planet. They like their anonymity.
It's just incredible to me, if this is the fact, and I'm not denying that this is a fact, that they can actually pull something like this off. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is. It's amazing to me that any of the cowards in Washington, D.C. have not seen fit to get together, put their little collective brains together, and maybe if we get 435 of them, we might get a whole synapsing two brain cells that can talk to each other. The only thing they have to do is take a look at this nation's debt and go back to who's responsible. You need two to tango here. You had the money interests lending you the money at interest that they make out of thin air, but you need a compliant and very hungry Congress that has the never-ending checkbook.
Now this is another point I'd like to just, you know, put past you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when people say that, okay, the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, prints up our currencies, our Federal Reserve notes, and then lends it to the U.S. government. That's at least what I've heard, at an interest rate.
Yeah.
Is that what you repeated before?
Yes.
I've heard that a million times.
Yeah, and you just heard it for the million and first time.
Okay, so what is the interest rate? I mean, what essentially you're saying, this Federal Reserve Bank is charging our government interest on M3, you know, which they don't print it, which they don't come up anyway, the whole money supply in this country.
Bingo.
I don't understand.
Bingo. And the $1 trillion that credit card holders have found themselves inside, just inside this country, $1 trillion in the hold of the credit masters.
Okay, but I'm not sure. I want you to get my point. Okay, we're being charged, our government is being charged an interest rate for the money that's lent to them by the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes.
What is that interest rate? I mean, you understand the money supply is so huge in this country. That has to be hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars.
Trillions of dollars. Last year, the IRS extorted out of the people, they managed to extort $1.2 trillion. Not one thin dime of that went for any government services. Went for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, any other of their pet little projects. Every single red cent of that went just to pay interest on the money that we have borrowed from the international bankster gangsters. Not one thin dime was collected for the operation of this country.
Okay, so now I'm not talking about the interest on the federal, you know, on the debt.
Well, you're talking about 80.
Is that what you're talking about?
Wait a minute here. We're talking about the same thing. You want to split hairs here. It is one and the same animal. It's the same beast.
Like I said, I'll have to look into this for my own sake. Okay,
please do.
So in other words, the Rothschilds holding companies that own 50% of the shares of the Federal Reserve,
57%.
They are getting paid this interest? I mean, is this earnings on their shares? You understand what I'm saying?
It's earnings just on the money that they print and the government borrows into circulation. Yeah. Have you seen the movie America, Freedom to Fascism?
No. I know you've been pushing it.
Well,
it's explained on that?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else you should read, Creature from Jekyll Island. And just as a bathroom reading here, if you can lay your hands on a copy of Billions for Bankers, Bring War, Taxes, and Debt to the People, it's a quick read. You can do it through the Average Bowel Movement.
All right, great for today, John.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate your call. Tony and Mike, hang on. I'll get your calls right after this break.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Tony in Florida. Hello, Tony. Tony, are you there? He's not there. Okay, Tony. Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you for talking about this issue. That issue is Jewish power in America. I personally have nothing against Jewish people. In fact, I have nothing against their power, if it were benign. But it's not benign. It forces us, they forced our entire legislative branch, entire government, judicial probably excluded, but executive branch, judicial branch, to support Israel at the peril of our own self-interest.
That's right.
And it amazes me how many Americans just go along with it and say, yes, we have this special relationship. And
well, that's because of the fat pigs like, and I've never used that term about John Hagee, but I've made it now. Because this guy, I've looked into that fat pig's eyes, and I know he's no man of God.
Oh, you know what, with John Hagee, I'm a true believer in that you can gauge a sense of a person's character and whether they're a good or a bad person just from their aura, their energy, their tone of their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear this man speak, I don't see a good human being. You know, it's amazing that he would think Jesus would support the oppressors and not the victims in that part of the region. You know, apparently he hasn't read the Bible recently about
Don't tell his parishioners that. I mean, they're busy handing over money hand over fist to this guy. I mean, I visited his church and I was eyeball to eyeball with this guy. And I looked into those shifty little eyes of his and it made me recoil. It really did.
Yeah.
And he stuck out his sweaty little pudgy little hand and shook my hand. And that was it for me. I never went back to that church because I looked into that man's soul. And all my mother used to describe it this way: of soulless people out there, they're like two piss holes in the snow. They're bottomless. It's just nasty.
Yeah, it's just a shame that you know, our entire government is forced to do this, and American people apparently have they don't know about it. The press. Yeah. Doesn't tell them about
well,
it.
Well, and you take a look at who controls the information outlets in this country, and you'll have the answer to your question. They started out in the State Department back in the 50s. They have woven themselves into the fabric of this government to the point that if you say anything, like I described what John McCain said about this country being a Christian nation, which it still is, by the way, even though the most of them are deluded. But then he has to do an apology. Apology for what?
Yeah. It's really disheartening. But
well, it is, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm never going to stop talking about the Zionists. I am not against Jews. And the ADL knows this, by the way. And I have never backed off, nor am I ever going to back off of it, because these are the people responsible for communism and socialism and banking and all the misery that has brought us. And we're looking at the present world today, and people are standing around scratching their head going, what's going on? They don't even know. Appreciate your call, Mike.
Thanks.
Alan in Texas, we got about 30 seconds, my friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a copy of that article, that Jim Mars article. Is that on your website anywhere?
No, it's not Jim Mars, it's Tex Mars.
Excuse me.
It's called Power of Prophecy.
Is it on your website?
No, it's not. I think you would have to call Tex Mars, just do a quick search on the web, and you'll come up with his information.
The other thing that caller wondered about the Federal Reserve and so forth, he ought to watch the video Fiat Empire with G. Edward Griffin.
He has a lot of homework to do. He was brazen to call in with little or no information. Hey, thanks for your call. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Men.